This is Audible.
Hachette Audio presents Law of Attraction, written and read by Michael J. Lozier.
A brief history of the Law of Attraction. Some have heard reference to the Law of Attraction from various sources, while others are just beginning to learn about it. In modern times, the Law of Attraction has been documented since the early 1900s. Here's a brief history. In 1906, William Walter Atkinson wrote the book Thought Vibration, or The Law of Attraction in the Thought World. In 1926, Ernest Holmes wrote the book Basic Ideas of Science of Mind, and in 1949, Dr. Raymond Halliwell wrote the book Working with the Law. In the early 1990s, information and teachings on the Law of Attraction became widely available through the publications of Jerry and Esther Hicks. It is through their teachings that I really got it. Since 2000, many articles and books have been written about the Law of Attraction, and its appeal has expanded to a much broader audience. The future holds many more authors and teachers writing on this topic as the message of the Law of Attraction continues to grow in its mass appeal. What makes this audiobook different? In 1995, I studied NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, to understand how our mind and thoughts work. This led me to many insights on how people learn. You'll notice, while listening to this audiobook, that it appeals to your and others' learning style. This audiobook is presented in such a way that each section builds on the last. And, as in any training manual, you can use the tools, exercises, and scripts to keep you connected to the Law of Attraction. Many of the books I've studied were broad in their theoretical approach to the subject of the Law of Attraction. Nowhere could I find an answer to my question, how do I actually do this? With my knowledge of NLP and how to teach using different learning styles, I created an easy-to-follow, how-to book for students of the Law of Attraction. Using the exercises and tools in this audiobook, you will be able to learn quickly so you can begin practicing the Law of Attraction in your own life. The most frequent and satisfying compliment I receive is that my method is simple to understand and the exercises are easy to follow. The book has been embraced by a multitude of different religious and spiritual groups. In addition, it has become required reading or listening for many sales groups, network marketing companies, realtors, financial advisors, and other business organizations. In short, this audiobook has mass appeal. You're already experiencing the Law of Attraction. Have you noticed that sometimes what you need just falls into place or comes to you from an out-of-the-blue telephone call? Or you've bumped into someone on the street you've been thinking about? Perhaps you've met the perfect client or life partner just by fate or being at the right place at the right time. All of these experiences are evidence of the Law of Attraction in your life. Have you heard about people who find themselves in bad relationships over and over again and who are always complaining that they keep attracting the same kind of relationship? The Law of Attraction is at work for them too. The Law of Attraction may be defined as, I attract to my life whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to, whether positive or negative. By listening to this audiobook, you'll come to understand why and how this happens. There are a number of words or expressions that describe evidence of the Law of Attraction. If you've ever used any of these words or expressions, you're actually referring to the Law of Attraction. Here are just a few. Out of the blue, fell into place, serendipity, synchronicity, coincidence, luck, fate, meant to be, and karma. In this audiobook, you'll learn why these experiences happen. More importantly, you'll discover how you can use the Law of Attraction more deliberately. You'll be able to attract all that you need to do, know, and have, so you can get more of what you want and less of what you don't. As a result, you'll have your ideal client, your ideal job, your ideal relationship, your ideal vacation, your ideal health, more money in your life, and all that you desire. Really. The Science of the Law of Attraction. There is a physiological foundation for positive thinking and its effect in creating the law of attraction. There are many forms of energy: atomic, thermal, electromotive, kinetic, and potential. Energy can never be destroyed. You may also recall that all matter is made up of atoms, and that each atom has a nucleus containing protons and neutrons around which orbit electrons. Electrons and atoms always orbit the nucleus in prescribed orbitals or energy levels that assure the stability of the atom. Electrons may be compelled to assume higher orbits by the addition of energy, or may give off energy when they drop to a lower orbit. When it comes to vibrations, if atoms are aligned, they create a motive force, all pulling together in the same direction, in much the same way as metals can be magnetized by aligning their molecules in the same direction. This creation of positive and negative poles is a fact of nature in science. Suffice to say, science has shown that if there are physical laws that can be observed and quantified in one arena, there are most probably similar laws in other arenas, even if they cannot be quantified at this time. So you see, the law of attraction isn't a fancy term or New Age magic. It's a law of nature that every atom of your being is in constant response to, whether you know it or not. Making reference to the law of attraction. Many authors have written about the law of attraction. Here are just a few of the many ways the law of attraction has been referred to in various books. That which is like unto itself is drawn. Jerry and Esther Hicks. The Teachings of Abraham. Ask and it is given. What you radiate outward in your thoughts, feelings, mental pictures, and words, you attract into your life. Catherine Ponder, Dynamic Law of Prosperity. Never expect a thing you do not want, and never desire a thing you do not expect. When you expect something you do not want, you attract the undesirable, and when you desire a thing that is not expected, you simply dissipate valuable mental force. On the other hand, when you constantly expect that which you persistently desire, your ability to attract becomes irresistible. The mind is a magnet and attracts whatever corresponds to its ruling state. Dr. Raymond Hollowell, Working with the Law, 11 Truth Principles for Successful Living. Every thought must manifest according to its intensity. The slightest thought of intelligence sets in motion a power in the law to produce a corresponding thing. Ernest Holmes, Basic Ideas of Science of Mind. You are a living magnet. You attract into your life people, situations, and circumstances that are in harmony with your dominant thoughts. Whatever you dwell on in the conscious grows in your experience. Brian Tracy. Definition of the Law of Attraction. I attract to my life whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to, whether positive or negative. Positive and negative vibrations. The word vibe is often used to describe a mood or a feeling that you pick up from someone or something. For example, you may say you pick up a good vibe when you are around a certain person. Or you may say that you get a negative vibe when you walk into a certain part of a neighborhood or city. In all of these cases, the word vibe is used to describe the mood or feeling you are experiencing. In short, a vibe equals a mood or a feeling. The word vibe comes from the longer word vibration, which isn't used often by most people. In the vibrational world, there's only two kinds of vibrations, positive and negative. Every mood or feeling causes you to emit, send out, or offer a vibration, whether positive or negative. If you go through the dictionary and select every word that describes a feeling, you would be able to put them into either of these two categories. Each word will describe a feeling that generates a positive vibration or describe a feeling that generates a negative vibration. Each one of us sends out either a positive or negative vibration. In fact, we're always sending a vibration. Think about the expression, "He gives off good vibes," or "This neighborhood gives me negative vibes." Here are examples of feelings that generate positive or negative vibrations. Negative vibrations: disappointment, loneliness, lack, sadness, confusion, stress, anger, and hurt. Positive vibrations: joy, love, excitement, abundance, pride, comfort, confidence, and affection. Every single moment you have a mood or a feeling. In this moment right now, the mood or feeling you are experiencing is causing you to emit or send out a negative or positive vibration. Here's where the law of attraction comes in. The law of attraction, universal energy around you that obeys the science of physics, is responding to the vibration you are offering. Right now, in this very moment, it is matching your vibration by giving you more of the same, whether positive or negative. For example, when a person wakes up first thing Monday morning feeling a bit cranky or irritated, they're sending out a negative vibration. And while they're sending out this negative vibration, the law of attraction responds, matching the vibration they are sending and giving this person more of the same. The law of attraction always matches your vibrations, whether negative or positive. So this person gets out of bed, stubs their toe, burns their toast, the traffic is snarled, a client cancels, and they catch themselves saying, "I should have stayed in bed." Or how about the salesperson who was joyfully excited about a huge sale they just made, thus sending out a positive vibration? Shortly after, they get another ideal sale. They catch themselves saying, "I'm on a roll." In both of these examples, the law of attraction is at work, unfolding and orchestrating all that needs to happen to bring them more of the same, whether positive or negative. In this audiobook, you'll learn how to identify the vibration you are sending and be able to make a conscious choice whether you want to keep sending it or change it. In the deliberate attraction section of this audiobook, you will learn what to do to deliberately send a different vibration. You will learn how to become a deliberate sender of your vibration so that you can change the results you've been getting and have more of what you do want and less of what you don't. The law of attraction responds to whatever vibration you are sending by giving you more of it, whether positive or negative. It simply responds to your vibration. Non-deliberate attraction. Many people are often curious about why they keep attracting the same thing over and over again. They're absolutely certain that they are not sending out anything negative, yet in a specific area of their life, negative experiences keep showing up. This happens because they are sending a negative vibe non-deliberately, simply through their observation of what they are currently getting. For example, if you open your wallet and don't see any money, by observing that you're not seeing any money there, you are now offering a vibration of lack, fear, or some other similar negative vibration. Although you're not doing it on purpose, the law of attraction is simply responding to your vibration and giving you more of the same. It doesn't know what action you're taking that is causing you to generate this negative vibration. You might be remembering or pretending or daydreaming, or in this case, just merely observing. Observation cycle, non-deliberate attraction. Number one, you observe what you receive and have in your life, whether positive or negative. Number two, while observing, you're sending a vibration, either negative or positive. Number three, the law of attraction responds to the vibration you are sending. And number four, as a result, you get more of what you are vibrating, whether positive or negative. As you observe what you're receiving in different areas of your life, money, work, health, relationships, etc., Your observations generate a feeling or vibration that can be either positive or negative. Observing sends a vibration. Even though you may not be aware of it, you are perpetuating the observation cycle. The law of attraction will respond to your vibration, whether positive or negative, by giving you more of what you are vibrating. It's important to understand that the law of attraction is already existing in your life, whether you understand it or not, whether you like it or not, or whether you believe it or not. If you like what you are observing, then celebrate it, and in your celebration, you'll get more of it. If you don't like what you're getting, then it's time to tap into the law of attraction more deliberately so you can stop attracting what you don't want and start attracting what you do want. In other words, deliberate attraction. Whether it's a positive or negative vibration, the law of attraction will give you more of the same. Understanding the significance of your words. Words, words, words. Most of the tools in this audiobook are related to language, the use of words, and more importantly, the feelings generated by words. By listening to this audiobook, you'll learn how words are the common denominator for all of the exercises in the deliberate attraction process. Why is there such an emphasis on words? Words are everywhere. We speak them, read them, write them, think them, see them, type them, and even hear them in our head. The reason the exercises in this audiobook are all based on choosing precise words is because the words we think and use generate the vibrations we send out. The word homework, for example, can cause some people to have a negative vibration and others to have a positive vibration. The word money can hold a positive vibration for some people and a negative vibration for others. As we continue, you'll learn which words are causing you to attract the things you don't want. Your thoughts are made up of words. Here are some examples showing the connection between positive and negative vibrations, your thoughts, and your words. Words that are causing you to attract what you don't want. Don't, not, and no. Don't think of the Statue of Liberty in New York. I know that you just did. Your unconscious and conscious mind automatically filters out the words don't, not, and no. When you use these words, you are actually internalizing in your mind the exact thing you are being told not to. For example, if I said, do not think of a snowstorm, I guarantee you would just start thinking of a snowstorm almost immediately. Even though the instruction was not to do something, your unconscious and conscious mind edited out that part of the instruction. There are other common expressions that give more attention and energy to what you don't want. Have you heard yourself use any of these statements? Don't get mad. I'm not blaming. Don't hesitate to call me. Don't be fooled. Don't worry. I don't want this to hurt. Don't litter, don't smoke. I'm not judging. Don't panic. No rush, no worry. Don't look now. Don't run with scissors, don't forget. I don't want my clients to cancel. Don't be late. Don't slam the door. The law of attraction responds the same way your mind does. It hears what you don't want. When you hear yourself make a statement containing the words don't, not, or no, you're actually giving attention and energy to what you don't want. Here's an effective and easy tool that'll help you reduce and eventually eliminate the use of the words don't, not, and no from your vocabulary. Each time you hear yourself using don't, not, and no, ask yourself, so what do I want? Each time you talk about what you don't want, in that moment, you are giving it your attention and energy. When you ask yourself what you do want, the answer will have created a new sentence with new words. When your words change, your vibration changes, and the best news of all is that you can only send out one vibration at a time. When you make a statement containing the words don't, not, or no, you're actually giving attention and energy to what you don't want. Simply ask yourself, so, What do I want? Ask yourself, so, what do I want? When we use don't, not, and no, here's how the new sentences will sound after you've asked yourself, so what do I want? Negative statement. Don't hesitate to call. So what do I want? Positive statement. Call me soon. Negative statement. Don't panic. So what do I want? Positive statement. Stay calm. Negative statement. Don't forget. So what do I want? Positive statement. Remember to. Negative statement. Don't be late. So what do I want? Positive statement. See you on time. Negative statement. Don't slam the door. So what do I want? Positive statement. Close it quietly. Negative statement. I don't want this to hurt. So what do I want? Positive statement. I'll be fine. Negative statement. I don't want my clients to cancel. So what do I want? Positive statement. I want my clients to keep their appointments. When do you use don't, not, and no? Make a list of your own sentences. Now create new positive sentences. Napoleon Hill says, positive and negative emotions cannot occupy the mind at the same time. One or the other must dominate. It is your responsibility to make sure that positive emotions constitute the dominating influence of your mind. When you go from what you don't want to what you do want, the words change. When the words change, the vibration changes, and you can only send out one vibration at a time. Resetting your vibration. At every moment, you can tell if the vibration you are sending is either positive or negative by identifying the feeling you are experiencing. These feelings are causing you to send out a vibration, and in the vibrational world, there are only two kinds of vibrations, positive and negative. You can reset your vibration from negative to positive by simply choosing different words and different thoughts. It's as easy as asking yourself, so what do I want? Again, when you talk about what you don't want and then talk about what you do want, the words change. You can only send out one vibration at a time. Thus, when your words change, your vibration changes too. Simply put, to reset your vibration, just change the words you're using and the thoughts you are thinking. The law of attraction doesn't remember what vibration you were sending out 5 minutes ago, 5 days ago, 5 months ago, or 50 years ago. It's only responding to the vibration you are sending out right now in this very moment and giving you more of the same. To know whether you are sending out a positive or negative vibration, simply take a look at the results that you're getting in that area of your life. They are a perfect reflection of what you are vibrating. Deliberate attraction. In the next section, you're going to discover how to use the law of attraction more deliberately. To do this, you'll learn an easy 3-step formula. In addition to learning the steps and following along with the 2 case studies, you can participate by filling in the worksheets provided in PDF. If you're not sure what specific area of your life you'd like to apply deliberate attraction to, simply choose the area that you feel the least satisfied with. It could be your relationships, career, health, business, or your financial situation. I recommend you finish listening to the remainder of this audiobook and then go back and do the exercises, applying them to the specific areas you've chosen. The 3-step formula for deliberate attraction. Step 1. Identify your desire. Sounds easy, right? Most people are not very good at knowing what they do want. However, they're very good at identifying what they don't want. In this step, you'll learn why knowing what you don't like is helpful. Step 2. Give your desire attention. The law of attraction will give you more of what you give your attention, energy, and focus to. This step will teach you how to do just that, simply by learning how to choose your words. Step 3. allow it. Wondering why you're not manifesting your desires? The speed at which your desires come to you depends on how much you're allowing. This is the most important step. Step 1. Identifying your desire. The first step in making the law of attraction work for you is to be clear about what you want. The challenge, however, is that most people are not good at knowing what they do want, but they are good at identifying what they don't want. Knowing what you don't want is actually good news. As you'll discover in this section, knowing what you don't want will become a helpful tool for you. What is contrast? The concept of contrast is a distinction I learned from Jerry and Esther Hicks, Abraham Hicks Publications. Contrast, as it applies to the law of attraction, is anything you don't like, doesn't feel good, or causes you to be in a negative mood. The moment you identify something in your life that feels like contrast and you spend time complaining about it, talking about it, or declaring that you don't want it, you are offering a negative vibration. The law of attraction then responds to your negative vibration by giving you more of the same. Is contrast helpful? Yes. By observing contrast and identifying it as something you don't want, you become clearer about what you do want. Simply ask yourself, "So what do I want?" In other words, you can use the contrast to gain clarity about what you do want by answering that question. Take your first boyfriend or girlfriend, for example. Chances are you're no longer with that person, and from that relationship, you have a list of things that you didn't like. This is your list of contrast. It is this list that'll help you become clear about what you do want in a partner. Observing contrast is essential because it helps you to become clearer about what you do want. Why is it important to identify contrast? You are already experiencing clarity when you observe contrast in your life. Imagine you are riding in the car with your best friend who insists on fiddling with the radio dial. Your friend chooses a heavy metal station that you hate. You begin to feel stressed. After 5 seconds of the music, you say to yourself, "This is my car, and I'm not listening to this for 1 second longer." You reach over and change the dial to your favorite station, which plays adult contemporary music. Instantly, you feel happier and more relaxed. Notice how you become clear about what you like by paying attention to what you don't like. In other words, your contrast has provided you with clarity. To help you observe contrast, briefly say, "So what do I want?" How long is briefly? The key to getting what you want without getting stuck focusing on what you don't want is to briefly observe contrast. Only you can decide how long briefly is. For some, experiencing contrast in a relationship may last for years. For others, contrast is observed for a short time. You might decide to end a relationship on the first date. Notice that when you experience contrast around smells, sounds, or tastes, your tolerance is minimal. Think about these statements. How long would you smell something that doesn't smell good? How long would you listen to music that doesn't sound good? How long would you eat something that doesn't taste good? In these cases, you are observing contrast briefly and changing it to clarity fast. There are, however, a few areas of your life where you may observe contrast far too long. Relationships, career, health, money, and so on. Generally, the least amount of time you spend putting your attention, energy, and focus toward contrast, the better. The clarity through contrast process, which you'll learn from this audiobook, will help you with this. Identify what makes you feel good and do more of it. Your goal is to limit contrast in all areas of your life. It's okay to feel good in all areas of your life. Does this sound selfish? It's okay to be selfish when you understand that being selfish is simply an act of self-care. Selfish equals self-care. Are you selfish about what you eat? Are you selfish about what you smell? Are you selfish about what you wear? Are you selfish about what you listen to? I'm encouraging you to be selfish in all areas of your life, especially in your career, finances, health, and relationships. In these four areas, people tend to have lots of negative emotions and observe them for a long time, in many cases, years. The clarity through contrast process. The clarity through contrast process will assist you in becoming clearer about your desires. Here are some prominent areas in your life where clarity is beneficial. Career, money, life partner relationships, friendships, work relationships, business clients, business referrals, education, and health. Next, we'll examine two case studies that illustrate how the clarity through contrast process help generate clarity. Case studies. After teaching the law of attraction to thousands of students, I've collected wonderful stories about people whose lives have been changed working with this process. There's something about hearing someone else's story that really makes this tool come alive. So I've included two case studies that represent two common areas where people use the law of attraction to get more of what they want. Janice's story will show you how the three steps, identifying your desire, giving it attention, and allowing, can work in attracting an ideal relationship. Greg's story focuses on another difficult issue for many people, money. Janice on relationships. Janice, 34, is tired and frustrated because she continually has the wrong kind of guy showing interest in her. She complains that she attracts men who are unavailable, insensitive, and who seldom make her a priority. Janice decided to use the law of attraction to attract her ideal relationship. She began the process of deliberate attraction with step one, identify your desire using the Clarity Through Contrast worksheet. In Janice's case, she was able to build a large list of contrasts by recalling a number of past relationships and what she didn't like, contrast, about those relationships. Here's Janice's Clarity Through Contrast worksheet. My ideal relationship. The left-hand side of the worksheet is side A, contrast. The right-hand side of the worksheet is clarity. Under contrast, things I don't like. Number one, controlling. Number two, poor listener. Number three, not affectionate. Number four, doesn't care what I think or how I feel. Number five, not outgoing. Number six, doesn't like traveling. Number seven, always rushes me. Number eight, makes decisions without me. And number nine, doesn't like movies or dancing. Janice made her contrast list on side A. She recalled three past relationships during this exercise and took a couple of days to build her list. Janice read each item on her list and asked herself, "So, what do I want?" She wrote the answer on side B. Clarity, things I like. Number one, flexible and well-balanced. Number two, great listening skills. Number three, affectionate, sensitive. Number four, ask me what I think or how I feel about things. Number five, he likes to meet my friends and enjoys them. Six, enjoys social situations, loves short-term and long-term travel, likes adventure and exploring new places together. Seven, has patience, allows things to unfold in due time. Eight, asks for my ideas in decision-making. Nine, enjoys the theater, movies, loves live bands and entertainment, likes to dance. Then she struck a line through the matching contrast on side A. Note, in our example, we have listed 9 items on Janice's list. This exercise is most effective when you add as many items as possible to your contrast list, 50 to 100 items. The more contrast you identify, the more clarity you'll generate. Greg on money. Greg, 27, is just barely making ends meet. He constantly complains about not having enough money. In fact, he says he's feeling stressed out about his financial situation. Greg is a self-employed consultant and business advisor and is having a really hard time getting and keeping clients. He has decided to use the law of attraction to attract his ideal financial situation. The deliberate attraction process starts with step one, identify your desire by using the Clarity Through Contrast worksheet. Here's a review of Greg's worksheet. Clarity Through Contrast Worksheet, My Ideal Financial Situation. So, what do I want? Contrast things I don't like on side A. 1. Not enough money. 2. Always bills to pay. 3. Just making ends meet. 4. I can't afford anything I want. 5. Money flow is sporadic. 6. I never win anything. 7. I'll always make the same amount of money. 8. Money doesn't come easy in my family. 9. I always struggle to pay the rent. 10. Money issues stress me. Greg made his contrast list on side A. He recalled his entire financial picture in the last year and took 2 hours to build this list. He could have taken days to complete the list if he had wanted to. Greg read each item on his list and asked himself, "So what do I want?" He wrote the answer on side B. Clarity, things I like. 1. An abundance of money. 2. Bills are paid easily and quickly. 3. Always have excess money. 4. Always have enough money to purchase whatever I desire. 5. Constant flow of money is coming in from multiple sources. 6. I win prizes often, receive gifts and many free things. 7. I am constantly increasing my amount of money of monetary intake from known and unknown sources. 8. Money comes easily to me and my family. 9. Rent is paid easily as I always have the rent money. 10. Money and my relationship with it feels good. Then he struck a line through the matching contrast on side A. Note, in our example, we have listed 10 items on Greg's list. Remember, the exercise is most effective when you add as many items as possible to your contrast list, 50 to 100 items. The more contrast you identify, the more clarity you'll generate. Complete your own Clarity Through Contrast worksheet. Simply take a blank page, draw a line down the middle. Side A on the left is contrast. Side B on the right is clarity. Choose an area in your life that you would like to change. On side A, list all of the things that are troubling you about your situation. For example, if you're building a contrast list about your ideal career, your list may include the hours are too long or the pay is too low. Feel free to refer to a number of past jobs to help you build your list. Take lots of time to complete this contrast list. Remember, adding more items to your contrast list will give you more clarity. I suggest you add 50 to 100 items. Construct it over a few days to ensure you have thought of all the relevant episodes of contrast. After you have completed building the contrast list on side A, read each item and ask yourself, "So what do I want?" and complete side B of the worksheet. By using this Clarity Through Contrast worksheet, you will have a better understanding of what you do want, clarity of desire, by listing what you don't want, the contrast. After you have reached clarity, simply cross off the matching item of contrast. Wrapping up step one, identify your desire. You've completed the first step of deliberate attraction, identify your desire. Here's what we've covered in this section. Your words generate a vibration that is either positive or negative. When you use the words don't, not, and no, you continue to give more attention, energy, and focus to what you're referring to. When you hear yourself saying don't, not, and no, ask yourself, so what do I want? When you go from what you don't want to what you do want, the words change. And when the words change, your vibration changes. You can only send out one vibration at a time. You can reset your vibration simply by changing your words, remembering that thoughts are made up of words. Contrast is anything that doesn't feel good. Observe contrast briefly, knowing that the law of attraction is always responding to your vibration. Use contrast to help generate clarity. When building your contrast list, find as many contrast items as possible. The more contrast you identify, the more clarity you'll have. Remember, you've only pinpointed your desire at this point. You may have felt great about identifying and writing down what you want, or you may have experienced a feeling of doubt. In the following chapters, you'll learn how to continue on with the Law of Attraction formula using Step 2 and Step 3. Step 2. Give your desire attention. Giving attention increases vibration. To raise or increase your vibration simply means to give your desire more positive attention, energy, and focus. It is not enough to merely identify your desire. You must also give it positive attention. Giving it positive attention ensures that you are including the vibration of your desire in your current vibration. The law of attraction brings you more of whatever you give your attention, energy, and focus to. If, however, you identify your desire and don't give it attention, energy, and focus, then there is no manifestation. The key here is to identify your desire and continue to give it attention. As you're giving it attention, you are now including the vibration of your desire in your current vibration. Your current vibration is what the law of attraction responds to. Some people are good at identifying their desires, and then they tuck their list of desires away and never give it attention again. The law of attraction can only respond to what you're giving your attention to. The next section of this audiobook explains this concept using the idea that we have a vibrational bubble around us, where all of our current vibration is stored. You must be sure to include the vibration of your desire in your current vibrational bubble. What am I including in my vibrational bubble? Imagine that you have a bubble that is surrounding you, and captured within this bubble are all of the vibrations you are sending out. The law of attraction is responding to whatever is inside your vibrational bubble. Are your desires inside or outside your vibrational bubble? It is important to understand that all of your goals, dreams, and desires are outside of your vibrational bubble. If they were inside your vibrational bubble, you would already have them and be enjoying them. Take, for example, the exercise you completed in Step 1 to identify your new desire. Now that you have new clarity about your desire, it's necessary to include that vibration in your current vibration, because that's what the law of attraction responds to. If you build your desire list and put it away in your sock drawer, your desire won't manifest because the law of attraction doesn't respond to things in a sock drawer. It only responds to what is currently in your vibrational bubble. In Step 2 of the deliberate attraction process, you will learn how to use words to give attention, energy, and focus to your new desires by creating a desire statement. While you're sustaining that attention, energy, and focus on your desire, you are including it in your current vibrational bubble, where the law of attraction responds to and matches that vibration. Am I including it or excluding it from my vibrational bubble? Determine whether you are including or excluding each of the following sentences. When I'm talking about what I desire, when I'm noticing something